to the minutes. I'm going to call myself. The line, Senator Sciatta saying, this is my first year here. I don't know how to amend it. I think you were discussing during your first year here.
Probably.
But this is not your first year. Amendments? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of approving the minutes as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So approved. We'll now open the floor up for community comment. Is there anybody here from the community who wishes to comment? All right, take her away.
My name is Joe Thayer, senior biochem, bio double major. I came in for a couple of things. I figured why not say a few words for change comments. A few points of interest. Last year, the Student Senate 2013-2014 funded a defibrillator on campus to be placed in the library with the expectation that there would be a plaque put on the box. But that plaque was yet to be placed. I thought it should be raised inside so that you guys can kind of check in. What's going on with that. Second, spacing here a little bit was important. And else coming? So last year there was a email sent out from the Faculty Senate stating that any and all probationary or disciplinary actions that were on students' records would be shared with their advisors. In the email, it was made kind of, you could read from the email that the Student Senate has supported that action. From previous memories of sitting on a Senate and actually on that faculty committee, I know that's false, and it was raised last year to bring it up this year during this year's Senate because we're running into spring budget season, so I just kind of want to bring that up again. To look into an email and possibly a formal statement from Senate in regards that, you know, academics and your own personal life should be kind of separate. And I don't think the advisor needs to know if you got in trouble drinking or et cetera. Thank you.
Okay, I'm Jenny Marquette. I'm a senior. How much of an interview?
Whatever you like. It's your
time. Jenny, I'm a senior. I'm Erica, I'm also a senior. And so our thing that we kind of wanted to bring up was the poster policy that's in the academic building specifically, in regards to the fact that you can only now hang posters on the bulletin boards that are in all of those buildings. And a majority of those bulletin boards, from what we've been able to see so far this year, on different committees that we're on, is that most of the posters that are on those boards will remain up for the rest of the year, and so student organizations do not have much space to actually display any of the posters for any of the things they're trying to publicize. And I know that, like, one of the things we like to talk about at Gustavus is that, you know, there's so much involvement that students can be a part of, there's so many different events, and there's no space to represent those things in academic buildings. So I don't know if that could be a thing where students have the right to put their posters back, like, near the I'm thinking of back specifically, like, by the bathrooms or in the stairwell, and then the academic buildings get their bulletin boards, because I know some buildings have differing ways that they do that, but from what I've been told, that those are the only places you can put posters, and there's not even enough room for have one organization to put up their posters, so I can't imagine that all 100 and however many student organizations we have on this campus have room to put up their posters and publicize their events. So we would just like that to somehow be talked about to fix that or get more boards or anything.
We understood, like, why the policy came in place, because, like, especially Conver Vickner is crowded with posters and they're everywhere and it's messy. But if there were more bulletin boards or more organized space of where you could put them in designated areas besides, for example, Conver Vickner have three main bulletin boards that are all in the basement, and not a lot of students travel in the areas of the bulletin board, so they're not going to see different events going on campus. And so we wanted to raise the point of maybe reevaluating that policy.
Go ahead. just so every member of the community is aware, we cannot bring up any of your concerns for discussion until we get to new business and through all of our points of new business. So it's not as though the body wishes to ignore your concerns, that just we are held to our common procedure. So I want to thank all of you for bringing them in. This meeting is open, so you're certainly welcome to stay. You're also certainly welcome to leave if you choose. But that the body is not ignored. Any further community comment? Seeing none, we'll move on to old business. Is there any old business? Senator Rasmus.
I move to have the Health and Housing Committee look into the defibrillator plaque.
So that's technically old business. Yeah. Is there a second? Second goes to Senator Wagner. All those in favor of charging Health and Housing to look into the defibrillator plaque, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So moved. So charged. Or nay. Senator Rasmussen.
I move to have the Student Academic Affairs Committee look into the advisor notification problem.
Second to Senator Wagner. All those in favor of charging Student Academic Affairs to further investigate the advisor disciplinary notification process, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So charged. Any further old business? Yes, Senator Hay.
I move that Student Academic Affairs look into the bulletin boards and
Point of order, is that old business or new business?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
To clarify, the previous items had been discussed by previous Senates, so yeah, therefore we can talk about
them.
Senator Kerry.
I guess it's not really a motion, but I'm wondering what is the status, I guess, on the blessing that was intended to be given, and have you looked into that at all as no residents? Are you?
Yeah, we talked about it a lot, and the conclusion we came to was we really wanted to be unified, and we didn't feel like it was appropriate at this time with the opinions that were brought up to proceed with the idea. If it's something you're interested in, I would say pursue it on your own time and talk to the chaplains. I'm sure they'd be more than happy to bless any one of us individually. First in it. First in it. Clarify.
Your eyes. It's your four. So.
Oh, I yield.
Any further old business? Old business? Old business? Old business? Seeing none. We'll move on to new business. And our first item of new business are our ethics nominations, and I will hand it off, since our ombudsman is not here, to our parliamentarian. If you would like to speak, I think, I don't know what your thought process was, whether you wanted to start with senators or student at large, but up to you.
Yeah, so we'll start with student at large, I think, just because... yeah, that's just the way we'll do it. So me and the chairman, Weiss, discussed the student at large position, interest, and multiple other things, and we have decided to nominate Mr. Joseph Thayer, who is in the room with us as we speak, but he has shown very good initiative in approaching us about the position, as well as of course, as we believe he is very driven to help out with Senate. I think we have some sort of qualitative evidence at that at this point as well, too. And we would like to move him forward for nomination.
Student at large nominee Thayer, if you would like to introduce yourself, discuss why you sought this position.
Sure. I'll just take a few moments again. My name is Joe Thayer, about Ken. Basically, I was interested in the position because, one, I like this kind of stuff. Two, Center's kind of fun. And three, why not? But actually, no. All joking aside, I've served on Senate as a co-ed rep my freshman year, sophomore rep, and junior rep. I had a copy of the Constitution and bylaws that we had every single meeting. I reference it quite often. I've actually helped author a few bylaws and have been through the process when the Constitution was written last year. Students. I've done quite a quite a bit of work with the documents in hand. And I kind of want to lay claim that I might be one of few students who actually read it in its entirety, as well as the Gusty Guide. I got bored one day. I don't know why. I have most of my evenings open too, so I have ample time to commit to the committee. I'm also involved with trustee creators. I'm the student body representative to the Board of Trustees Committee on Institutional Advancement. And I'm also currently the named Heart Safe Champion of the college, which is going to be changed. But and then I'm also a member of Epsilon Pi.
I will open the floor for questions for nominee Thayer, if you'd like to start a list.
Yep.
Speaker Thresh.
Mr. Thayer, on what committees did you serve as a member of Senate? Specifically, did you serve on ethics?
Yes.
You did.
I have served on this committee for, I believe, 2 years.
My question is, you sort of addressed it with a previous question. Have you served in confidential roles, and have you served in positions where dealing with complaints and issues of ethics, some sort of experience that you feel would be beneficial for the body to know?
Sure. I have served on ethics committee before, where it's obviously confidential. I have also served the Board of Trustees Committee on Institutional Advancement, which everything that happens in there is confidential, and I've signed a non-disclosure agreement. So I'm hopefully trustworthy enough to serve that position and role. Things that come in front of ethics committee are usually severe. If not, you know, sometimes a little question pops up. But when dealing with peers and fellow senators, it's really hard to ensure that there's a fair case trial investigation, looking to bylaws, reading through everything. If there's a lot of gossip going around, so I like to believe a lot of restraint when it comes to everything.
Any further questions for nominee Thayer? Questions? Seeing none, we politely ask that you leave the room. You have the right to remain if you so choose.
Thank you.
The floor will open for discussion on nominee Thayer. Diversity Chair Brooks.
I served with nominee Thayer last year in the Senate, and I have to say, this guy has his stuff together. He's one of the only people I know that has totally read the Constitution, and he always had it. He always pulled it up, and I can't think of anyone better than a large person to serve on that. I yield.
Further discussion. Parliamentarian Gersh.
Yeah, so we, in discussion, I think, just again, brought up that with the nominations that we'll discuss later as well, it would be good to have a body of experience on the Ethics Committee, as well as the rest of us are relatively new to the area as well, and we think you would do a fantastic job in assisting us in that regard.
Any further discussion? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. This is a two-thirds vote, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
All right. All those in favor of approving nominee Thayer to the position of student at large for the Ethics Committee, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So approved. All right, we'll move on to the senators on the committee, the nominees.
Yes, so again, I mentioned this briefly, but we looking to find things on the committee that we feel like would help keep it a well-rounded committee, as with ethics. I think it's important to get many different types of viewpoints, as it's a philosophically, I guess, inclined area as well in terms of resolving some conflicts like that in that regard. So we tried to find people of varying backgrounds and belief systems and whatnot and experiences to help assist us in that regard. So our first nomination was for Senator Huang. We believe he brought up that he felt he was a very could bring a section of diversity to the Ethics Committee, which I believe is very true. He mentioned he felt he had a very open-minded stance towards dealing with ethics and resolving things in a way that he felt would be considerate as to trying to put himself in other shoes while making those decisions.
Because he is not here, he cannot speak on his own behalf. So we'll just move to discussion on the nomination. Speaker Fresh.
I'll work with Senator Wong and then we set up the rooms. That sucks.
We're fine.
Anyway, Long is extremely reliable almost to a fault. He's kind of our golden boy in the department. He works all the shifts nobody else wants. Very friendly, very professional. I see absolutely no reason he should not be confirmed at Yale.
Further discussion on the nomination. Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor of approving nominee Huang to the position of Senator on the Ethics Committee, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So approved.
All right. And then going with, again, the theme of keeping our committee well branched out, assisting us in the, we'll be playing with this, some of the experience of having some upperclassmen and sort of the broad view. We wanted someone who we felt had a structured sense of how to take care of issues as well. And in the information we asked for candidates when they expressed interest, we thought a candidate that reflected those aims to find structure very well was Senator Gunigal. As he is a first-year student, he can provide some of that perspective in branching out the committee. In addition, he has served in multiple organizations in the past that we believe would assist him in making household decisions for the group.
Senator Gunigal, if you'd like to speak to your nomination.
Sorry.
You are.
I have served in several organizations in the past. But in all fairness, I was in the JRTC program in all 4 years of my high school career, as well as doing the class pressure on the debate team. I have an understanding of logistics about how ethics and committees of that sort work, and I think this would be a great opportunity for me to just really get a feel of how the Senate and the state business as a whole has its viewpoints on ethics.
Are there any questions for nominee Gunigal? Questions for the nomination? Questions? Co-President Goldstein.
Just kind of out of curiosity, have you noticed anything so far in the Senate that you'd like to look into from a constitutional standpoint?
I'm very interested in the parliamentary procedures. Because parliamentary procedure is something that I have found very limited in my past, and I just think it's a really neat question.
Thank you. Any further questions? Questions? Seeing none? Again, we politely ask that you leave the room, but you certainly do not have to. You have the right to remain if you so choose. Discussion. Senator Karen.
I've met Carter. He first met Carter. He's really awesome. I'm a philosophy major, so I like to look into different people's, I guess, ideas on morality and things. And the few discussions I've had with him, he seems pretty sound to be part of the committee. I do.
Chair Panzer.
In discussion we've had in this room so far this year, I've been impressed with Senator Gunigal's willingness to contribute difficult points in challenging conversations. He provide a strong perspective and would not be abashed to speak up on difficult ethical issues.
Further discussion. 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 Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of approving Senator Gunigal to the position of Senator on the Ethics Committee, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? Would somebody please ask him to register his vote? Saint. All right. And with that, he is so approved. All right. That finishes our ethics nominations. We'll now move on to finance.
Okay. So our first nomination was Logan Boucher. Is that how you pronounce your last name?
Boucher.
Boucher. Okay. I'll get better at it. He's currently a freshman, but is going to be a finance major here. What really impressed me was he was not afraid to ask questions, and he was very persistent in everything he did, which I think it would be a great asset for our finance committee this year.
All right. Senator Boucher, if you would like to speak to your nomination.
I guess finance would be my big committee. That's what I plan on majoring in, is finance, economics area. Something I'm really passionate about. Something I want to learn more about for sure. And I think that would be a good fit. I like that sort of thing, and I think I can help. So.
Perfect. Questions for Senator Boucher, or nominee Boucher? I'm going to go with Senator Rasmussen.
When it comes to bylaws for financial reasons, do you see the bylaws as kind of black and white or as rules with kind of gray areas?
With a lot of things, it's always up for interpretation, but you know, try to take it for what it's intended, I guess, I mean, but in certain circumstances there is interpretation involved.
Thank you.
Senator Carrick.
So, yeah, this is in no way a criticism. Have you been on any like committees or anything, or have you done anything as like treasury or anything?
See, that's something. In high school, I wasn't very involved. I'm trying to get really involved here. I am in a lot of organizations right now. Investment club. I play football. You know, a set of a lot of other things that are going on. I'm pretty busy, but I have time for this. So.
Hey.
Further discussion on nominee voucher. Or questions, I'm sorry. Speaker Thrash.
You seem confident that you have the time right now with what you're involved in. My understanding is that finance is a huge time commitment in the spring. Would you still be able to do
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Further questions? 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 All right. Seeing none, again, respectfully ask that you leave. You certainly do not have to. We'll open the floor for discussion, and I believe Speaker Thrash is on the list first.
I just want to say I love the idea of freshmen, especially a freshman finance major, being on our finance committee. I think we lose a lot when we have nothing but seniors, especially on committees like finance and ethics, because then they leave and they take all that experience with them. So freshman finance major on the ethics committee, or excuse me, on the finance committee, probably continue to do finance, may move up into a controller or finance chair role later down the road. So I think that's great development for the Senate. I yield.
Senator Rasmussen.
Would it be germane or in order to ask what year the other nominees are? I guess to explain why I'm asking, I'm just curious. For me, I think it's important. have several students who are older who've been around to understand the finance process that the Senate runs with.
I will. Here's my concern. My concern is I don't want other nominees to affect his status. We're discussing him as a nominee, and I think to penalize him for something that is not in his control is not humane. But I absolutely understand the thought process, and by the time that we get to the sixth nominee, we will have known all the years prior, and so I will say it is germane. I would highly caution penalizing someone for something that is not in their control.
We have
three seniors
that are up for nomination, and a junior. Both me and Caitlin are also juniors, so it's going to be majority upperclassmen.
Senator Gunnable.
I know, first of all, I have some classes with the nominee, and he's always on time and has his act together, and I think he'd be a wonderful candidate.
Any further discussion? 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 Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of approving nominee Boucher to the position of Finance Committee, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? Would someone please ask Senator Boucher to register his vote?
Abstention?
All right. So approved. yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Maybe for the rest of you, just go ahead and register your vote on your way out the door. Just to kind of.
I think we're going to. I would imagine all senators will follow what she just said. Sweet. All right, next nominee.
Okay, our next nomination is Ben Miller. He is also a finance major here and is a junior, and he has worked with budgets in the past, which we think will be a real asset when working on the finance committee with just some past experience and everything.
Senator Miller, if you'd like to speak to your nomination.
I'm a junior here. I'm Ben. I'm a junior financial economics major. I have been on a finance committee in the past as a senior in high school. When I served on the Des Moines Area Religious Council. I was on their finance committee and then was the volunteer coordinator on that. So I have a little bit of past experience and very passionate about finance, and I think I will be a valuable asset to the committee.
I'll open up the floor for questions for nominee Miller. Speaker Crash.
Finance Chair said that you worked on budgets for what organizations?
When I was on the Des Moines Area Religious Council, I was on their finance committee and helped them figure out our budget for their yearly activities, which included like a fundraiser soup kitchen type deal and fundraising throughout the year through like Red Barrels and newsletters and instances such as that. But here, Actus Davis, I haven't worked on a budget committee yet.
Roger, I yield.
Questions? Questions? Senator Hay.
Okay. So you were saying you were on a religious-affiliated financial role. Will that cause any biases towards non-religious-affiliated student organizations or whatnot while you're serving?
No, I'm very open to all religions, and it won't cause any problems.
Okay, thank you.
Questions? 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 Seeing none. You know the spiel. Would you like to register a vote?
I'll abstain.
All right. All right. We'll open the floor for discussion. Chair Panzer.
I was in the same section as Ben our freshman year. I saw him balance a whole juggling act of activities from swimming to rigorous science courses and involvements. I'm pretty confident that he's the sort of person that can bring a nice level-headed, calm leadership to a stressful, time-intensive committee.
Further discussion? Senator Karens.
I guess along with Senator Boucher, he seems like someone who's a passionate about the entire idea of finance committee. His experience as a financial economics major, it seems pretty plausible that he'd be a really good asset to that committee. I don't know.
Excellent. Finance. Further discussion? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of approving nominee Miller to the position on the Finance Committee, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So approved. All right.
He has also had practice with budgets in the past, and what really stood out was he's worked with organizational and finances, such as the Advanced Placement Office. So he thought that was really impressive.
All right. Senator Skiba, if you'd like to speak to your nomination.
Well, I'm Josh. I'm a math major, computer science minor, so I've dealt with numbers and data accents. I've actually worked with the this year at Gustavus, and I work with organizing the finances, and I'm also a part of the League of Legends Club, and I'm in charge of organizing their finances as well. So, finance is something that I think you guys have, and I need to be part of.
Questions for nominee Skiba? Senator Rasmussen.
Hello, it's Black and White, you're great.
Questions? Speaker Thrash.
As a plan, do you think you should be more or less cut and dried, or do you think, the Finance Committee should be making decisions and turning and then just presenting their decision to Senate, or do you think they should be kind of leaving the more important decisions up to the larger body?
I feel like the
so there are decisions for the Finance Committee and there are decisions for the body?
Yeah.
All right, I yield.
Questions? Seeing none? Senator Skiba? Would you like to administer a vote or register your vote?
Yeah, I'll listen.
Senator Seata, discussion is now open on nominee Skiba.
I've known him for 4 years now, and I had class with him. Extremely diligent, passionate, works hard. I think he'd be a level head on the Finance Committee, and I definitely should nominate him.
Further discussion? Discussion? Seeing none? Move to a vote. All those in favor of approving Senator Skiba to the position of Finance Committee, say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So approved. If somebody would like to grab them.
Fit for us, since a lot of us are going to be new members of the Finance Committee.
Senator Seata, if you'd like to speak to your nomination.
Last year was my first year on Senate. There were quite a few discrepancies during spring finance season. It was heated, but I think they gave me the experience to know how to deal with situations, I guess, beforehand, before it gets into a sticky situation on the floor here, to kind of, I guess, answer some of the questions that have already been asked of the former nominees. I think there are gray areas, but at the same time, there are certain circumstances where finances need to be black and white. Other than that, I have some experience balancing my budgets during the summer with my family's finances with their company, and I manage my own portfolio as well. So I do have experience with money and cash flows. So, I'll end that.
All right, questions for nominee Seattle. Senator Karen.
Forgive me for ignorance, probably told me before. What's your major?
I am an international management major.
I yield.
Questions? Seeing none. Senator Seata?
I've seen it.
One. Senator Rasmussen.
I had an opportunity to serve with Senator Seattle last year on Senate. I think the experience is really great to bring to Finance Committee. It's really important. And I think he did a wonderful job keeping a level head last year through finances and really took the time to read in the details and read the fine lines. So, thank you.
Speaker Thrash.
Yeah, I served with him as well. He had a really good understanding of the bylaws. He knew what they were. He knew when to break them, I guess, and he had an eye toward consistency. He had a really good memory of what had been done before, and he did a really good job of kind of keeping the Senate honest, so I think he's a great choice for finance. I yield.
Senator Hegg.
Just a question for the upperclassmen mostly. What were the issues that the Finance Committee had last year that were discussed?
Yeah, I think I'll say germane in that, let's not get into the specifics, but if you want to know how he approached difficult situations.
I don't want to know how he approached. Okay. I was curious more about that. Okay.
Yeah.
I yield.
Further discussion on the nomination? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of approving nominee Seattle to the position of Finance Committee, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? He is so approved. Thank you.
Very open and very talkative and friendly, which you can't always find with finance people. So this would be a really good thing if people need to come and talk to us. She would be another outlet to go talk to.
Senator Gustafson, if you'd like to speak to your nomination.
Yes, so I am currently serving as the treasurer for ASMP, which is the Classics Honor Society. I've been the Gustavus Green's co-president for a semester in September. So I'm very familiar with the financing process, actually writing the budgets. In the previous years, when Hayden was Senate or Finance Chair, wrote budgets for him and kind of really understood these are the bylaws. If your budget doesn't follow the bylaws, there's really nothing that we can do about it. So I understand that. Yeah, I think that's it.
Questions for Senator Gustafson? Questions? 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 Seeing none? Can you go on the spiel if you'd like to leave?
No, absolutely.
Terrific. Discussion on Senator or nominee Gustafson. Diversity Chair Brooks.
I served on the Senate last year under Diversity Chair Gustafson. She was Diversity Chair, but in general, nominee Gustafson is a very friendly person. She's very outgoing. She's very open to a lot of different things, and she's very easy to talk to, which I know from Senate last year that finance has that stigma that it's very, and no one wants to talk to you. So I think she'd be a great addition.
Further discussion. 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 Seeing none, move to a vote. All those in favor of approving Senator Gustafson to the position of Finance Committee, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions?
Abstain.
Senator Gustafson, so approved. One more, or did I miss one?
Nope, we have one more.
Perfect.
Okay, our last one is a non-senator here, and she is a freshman. We got her name because she applied for the controller position originally, but we felt that she would be a better fit for the finance committee than the controller position. But she's had a ton of experience in finance in general. She's working towards a finance or public accounting major. She's went to the Finance Academy last year, which is a big conference that they do for people that are really involved in finances, even in high school. And then she was the treasurer of her youth advisory council for the last 2 years or so. So we felt she would be a really good asset, and we thought she would bring some diversity to our finance committee as well.
Questions? For either the controller or the finance chair. Speak in French.
What's the nominee's name?
Oh, Olivia Ward. I'm sorry.
You.
Questions? 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 Seeing it. Oh, Senator Haig.
Did she run for one of the student senate seats?
I do believe no.
Questions? 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 Seeing none, we will move to discussion. Is there any discussion on the nominee? Discussion? Discussion? I will say that as a first year, her application stood out as a controller, and I think there is a lot to be thankful for in seeing this nomination brought to this board. I think she has a lot of potential. And Chair Brooks.
I have met her once. She has such a bubbly personality. So, anyway, yeah.
Speaker Thrash.
I'll make the same point I made about Senator Boucher. We all know how hard Eric Best was to replace. Good controllers and people like that don't come along very often, and so having this person who applied for controller, still on finance, still in a position where they're still involved with Senate, I think is great. I yield.
Further discussion. 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 Seeing none, move to vote. All those in favor of approving Olivia Ward to the position of student at large for the Finance Committee, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So approved. Thank you very much. All right. We will move on to the readership program, and I'll hand it off to Co-President Goldstein.
Absolutely. So for those of you who are unaware, the readership program at Gustavus is the free newspapers that all students and faculty can receive around campus. This is something that comes out of student activity fee and that Senate sponsors. In the past, to promote this, we've done a door-to-door. Basically, what that would mean is we would make each and every one of you wake up early in the morning, go around to all the dorms on campus, and pass out papers. From the past co-presidents, what we've heard is it hasn't really been that great of an event. A lot of students just kick the paper to the side of the door and don't even notice that it's there. So what we really want to do is promote this awesome program, let people know they get free newspapers if they would like, and that students are the ones paying for these at the end of the day. So we sat down, thought of a few different ideas, and what we feel would be most beneficial to the campus to promote this program would be to pass out newspapers during chapel break and basically table. And so what we're thinking about doing is get a bunch of newspapers one day and just put people around the campus from Student Senate near academic buildings they'll be going to next, and basically hand out papers and say what the program is, what it's about, how it can be utilized, just as a way to promote it. And this would just be a one-time thing to get the news out there. So what we'd like to do at this time is open discussion and see what you guys think about this possible change and what's been done in the past, and if there are any alternative ideas of how we promote the program.
Senator Seattle.
Yeah, I definitely like the idea of change it from the early morning, kind of paperboy style, to this, I guess, new, like, in-your-face style. I think it's going to reach a lot more people, which it should be its main purpose. On top of that, I definitely believe in this program. I think that's any type of news, whether it's right or left, should be at least read through, to have a basic, I guess, scope of what is going on outside, or I guess that's not going on the Hill, and actually going on around the world, or around our country or state. The other reservation I may have is the type of, or the, I guess, the newspaper provider, whether it be an extremely conservative or extremely liberal source, either way. So I guess which newspaper is it?
So the paper that you hand out is USA Today, because they're the overarching sponsor of the readership program.
Okay.
And they're the people that do all the work to get the better prices for students in order to do it, and then the papers would still be available for our teachers.
Okay. Yeah, with that being said, I don't have a problem with that, and I'll be more than willing to pass out papers. Not you.
Senator Wagner.
My concern is with, even with the new proposal, if we did go around at chapel and hand out papers, what percentage of those would just go straight to a garbage can or recycling and not be utilized? Whereas if we only did tabling, maybe do it at chapel, at lunch, and at dinner, just one day, then we could hit the majority of the students, and they could take one if they wanted. That way we're not wasting them. Thank you.
Senator Karen.
I guess I just kind of have a question on what kind of papers, or if we could include a paper into the readership program, would that be humane? Like, for this discussion.
The discussion is simply that that we want, that we feel as co-presidents it is appropriate to do something to promote the program.
Sure.
We want to change it. This is our idea for changing it, but if you have other ideas, or you think a committee would be more well equipped to handle this, or you want specifically to charge this back to the co-presidents to come forward with, this is the details. It's up for interpretation. There's nothing on the floor right now except discussion about the program.
I definitely agree with Senator Wagner on the whole idea. I'm not really for wasting paper. People are just going to be throwing it away. What I was going to say before is maybe we can include the Wall Street Journal along with the New York Times in the program.
It's available.
It's not available.
There's a bunch of papers that we tried to get in the program before, but they haven't been available. But we can double check back on the papers that that was one of the papers that previously was recorded on.
Right.
Wall Street Journal isn't there to participate.
Mm-hmm. All right, sounds good. I yield.
Neither does the
Senator Singh.
So I guess I don't know too much about the leadership program besides that it's just the USA Today newspaper.
Yeah, the New York Times and the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Okay, and we just have those available on campus and
for students for free.
And we just want to promote that. So
because you guys pay for it.
Right. As the Senate pays for it?
Senate.
Okay, so I feel like maybe we should have a survey go out to see how many people actually read the newspaper, because if we're paying for that and no one is actually reading the hard copy, yes.
We pay for each paper that is pulled.
Okay.
So it is paid by how it is
used. It's much reduced newsstand price, so like if somebody had to go to the grocery store or a convenience store and buy it, they would pay much more than what the Senate pays to participate in the leadership program.
So if we were handing them out, we would be paying for each one handed out though, right?
It would.
I don't know. Do they charge you?
I don't know how it was handled last year, but I would still imagine that it would be more cost effective if there is a charge than putting a paper in front of every single door on campus.
Right.
But that's, again, just conjecture. I don't have hard facts on that. Senator Peterson.
My comments have been made, so I did.
Parliamentarian Gersh.
I would like to bring up the point that if we are looking to get these two off-campus students, we just mentioned that we would exclusively table. Many of these people will not be going to the cafeteria and going past these tables at that time, so if we are trying to get it to these people, we'd probably want to go out and do it in some fashion, but that might be more detail-oriented than we want to get right now, too. So just a thought.
Senator Hegg.
So if we are promoting more people using the papers and trying to get more people to use the papers, and we're paying per paper, that would also bring up the costs for everyone, because by promoting it, we would want more people to utilize it, which would bring up the cost, so I just wanted to make that comment, too. I yield.
So just so you know, the Student Senate, part of the financial agreement that you have with the leadership program is that you put X number of dollars into the program, and it just sits in an account. And it's a predetermined amount between USA Today and you guys. And then we pay as we go. And if we ever hit the max of that number, which we never do, then at that point, my understanding is that the papers would be free, but we never even come close to that number. So the amount of money for the past 15 years or more that we've been doing this program that we're willing to say we would pay up to, we've never actually used all of that money. And then the money that's left over just rolls back into the Senate budget. So at least to date, the Senate has been willing to pay for more papers than we've ever been able to use, or had students using.
Senator Gladich. I thought Miller was next. Senator Gladich.
I would also just like to say that I like Senator Wagner's idea about putting out the papers at a table and having some of the student members of the Student Senate man that at certain points during the day, whatever we decided would be best. Whatever times of the day that would be best suited for that.
Senator Miller.
I'm going off what Senator Gersh said. Kind of for the off-campus people and even the Arborview people, we're not necessarily in the cap all that much each day. So I'm just curious if we would just be tabling in the cap area, or would we also have a table maybe set up in Beck or Nobel or Comfort-Dickner?
Here's what I think. I think we wanted to pose it to the body and see what the body's reaction was to it, and that I think at this point it seems as though we have ideas, but as far as coming forward with a concrete one, I don't think there's necessarily one that's surfacing out of this discussion. So I think it would be very beneficial, if you found it beneficial as well, to charge this to either a committee or the co-presidents who handle this already to come forward with a specific plan and a specific proposal. But if you want to continue to discuss the ideas more, we certainly can as a body.
Okay.
And to also answer your question, that could totally be a possibility to get a table set up in certain academic buildings.
All right, well then I move to charge this back to the co-presidents to figure out a solid plan.
All right, the second goes to Singh. The charge is to the co-presidents to come back with a solid plan in regards to the readership program and a promotion thereof. All those in favor of the charge say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So charged. All right. Board of Trustees. I apologize. This probably should have been under old business. I guarantee you it should have been under old business. So that is my mistake. And I will accept responsibility for it. If you want to speak, or I can speak. Okay.
So last week we brought forward the fact that Co-President Timmons and myself will be going to talk to the board later this week. We took all the comments we heard from the Senate and a few other outside parties and started to kind of get a better idea about what specifically we will be discussing, and we just wanted to bring that forward for any last minute adjustments, any other issues you guys see. So something we noticed is that stuff at Gustavus right now is pretty good. There's not a lot that students are complaining about, although there are a few issues. But we thought this would be an awesome time to bring forward all the great things that are happening at Gustavus. That includes the new appointment of the new president, which we have heard great feedback on from just about every student on campus, and also focusing on what Student Senate wants to do this year. So we'll be bringing forward some ideas and some issues, such as parking, which has been brought up a lot. You just mentioned this is an initiative Senate's going to be working on, as well as looking into new pathways and other initiatives such as possible changes to curriculum that we'll be looking into, and mainly make it informational time so we can tell them what our goals for the year are, what we think is going well, and that's our main focus for our time with the board. Do you have anything to add?
No, we just wanted to pose it again that if you have questions, comments, concerns that you think should be put on this list and that you'd like to discuss now, go right ahead, or if you'd like to pull us aside afterwards, we're always here. And so I think with that, I'll open up the floor for discussion on the Board of Trustees update. Any discussion? Discussion? Co-President Goldstein.
I also think it's important to say a lot of the issues that came up in that discussion, we have kind of divvied up to different committees. So there are some issues I remember discussing, and we are looking into each and everything that was brought up, and it's under a committee's role right now. So just thought that should be made knowledge to everyone so no one thinks we're ignoring issues.
Discussion? 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 Seeing none, we'll open the floor for new business. Senator Singh. Is there a second? Second goes to Senator Wicklund. All those in favor of charging the PR committee to investigating the poster policy issue that was brought up during community comment, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? So charged. Senator Wagner. Okay. New business. New business.
I don't know if Doug gets introduced new business, but I'm confused. Do we now have everybody on two committees?
Co-President Goldstein.
Thank you for bringing that up, Dennis. What we're going to be doing, this was going to be an announcement, but I'll say it now. To get into the committees everyone wants to be in, after the meeting, each chair will be around the room. They have a piece of paper for you to write down your name and email address, and that's how we are going to get people into committees. If you were appointed to finance committee, that counts as two committee credits, so you do not need to pursue any other ones unless you are interested. Outside of that, just about everyone in this room needs to sign up for two different committees. And if you